It's time for the Coach's Corner Show with your host, winner of six Section 5 titles, Coach Wayne Carroll. Now, here's Joel Orien and Coach Wayne Carroll.
Coach's Corner is brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing, offering complete hearing evaluations, hearing loss rehabilitation, education, and counseling. Dr. Susan Narby, caring, professional, and trusted. Experience the best in hearing healthcare, located on Route 54 in Bath. Let's bring in the star of the Coach's Corner. He is 87th on the all-time wins list in New York State. He is 23rd on the active wins list. Only 22 coaches adorn the sidelines across the state of New York with more wins than the star of the Coach's Corner. It's head coach Wayne Carroll. Coach, thanks so much for joining us here tonight.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Let's talk about your team's performance last Friday night. You were victorious 42-0 over Cal Mom Byron Burgeon. Give me your thoughts on that game.
Well, I thought it was a real team victory. We were very fortunate. We played 35 guys in the game. And, you know, that was our whole team that's eligible. And whenever you can do that, that's really good for the morale of the football team.
Let's talk about the defense. This year's black shirt defense has been much maligned. They gave up 32 points against Leroy at the end of the Hornell game. The Red Raiders drove 22 plays, 80 yards for the winning touchdown. They come out, they only give up 74 total yards of offense and throw up a shutout. A very impressive performance last Friday night by the black shirt defense, Coach.
Well, you know, I thought that every guy that, you know, stepped on the field defensively had a good game. I thought our linebackers did a good job, you know, controlling the run game. And, you know, secondary, we can still get better in the secondary, but, you know, we're getting better. You know, we got some new guys out there, and we're hoping that, you know, we're going to make improvements every week.
Well, teams have certainly tried to attack your secondary. Leroy threw for 288 yards week one, four touchdowns. Hornell was able to throw the football on you successfully week three. You guys buckled down against Cal Mum. They tried to spread you out. Coach Donegan obviously saw that success, tried to replicate it, went to a spread offense. You guys really shut the passing game down. Trevor Boss with an interception. But any cover corner from the NFL and Deion Sanders and Josh Norman to my son, Cale Willie, at the modified level, who's a cornerback, they'll all tell you, I can't cover all day. The big fella's got to get home. And the big fella's up front got home on Friday night against Cale Mum. Four sacks for the black shirt defense Friday night. It's a lot easier to be a cover corner, Coach, when the big fellas up front are getting home to the quarterback.
Yes, for sure. We didn't give them a lot of time to throw, and we made their quarterbacks nervous because we were getting to them and, you know, hitting the quarterback. And when you get pressure, you know, all you do is watch the Super Bowl last year with Cam Newton. I mean, all of a sudden, when he got pressured, all of a sudden, you know, Denver just walks away with it. So it doesn't matter what level. If you don't have time to throw, you're not going to look good in the passing game.
Let's talk about your offense. You ran the ball 54 times for 351 yards, five touchdowns, 5 for 7 for 103 yards in the air, one touchdown. The offense looked real good Friday night, Coach. They were clicking on all cylinders, putting up 42 points.
Well, you know, I thought that our offensive line did a nice job, you know, blocking, and I thought our running backs were on. You know, we had, you know, Tyler Finch had three touchdowns. Connor Dominick had two. Boss had one. So, I mean, we were getting in the end zone, and that's, you know, that's a good thing, you know, it means our line is really open up some holes for him there.
Let's talk about our DJ's Flamingo player of the game, number 46, junior Connor Dominick, the Dominator. 14 carries, 86 yards, two rushing touchdowns. He had three receptions for 65 yards on the season. He has 330 yards on 43 carries. He has five receptions for 96 yards, and he's your leading scorer with eight touchdowns and two-point conversions. And while it's not a season award or even a career award, we've talked so much about, you know, Bruce Rinker and Patrick Brewer and Tyler Finch, some great running backs that have been with you since 2004. So has Connor Dominick. And in his career, the Dominator has carried the ball 172 times for 1,592 yards and 29 rushing touchdowns. He has 11 catches, 181 yards, and one receiving touchdown. So he got his 30th varsity touchdown Friday night. Connor's not the fastest cat in the world, Coach, but he can throw a mean stiff arm, and he's a tough kid to bring down. It normally takes at least two or three defenders to bring Connor down when he runs over the left side of that offensive line.
Yeah, he's having a great year, and, you know, we have to keep feeding him the ball, you know, and people have to account for where he's going, you know, so that's one nice thing about our offense, having Connor there, having Tyler Finch there, having Stephon Ordway. You know, we have some running backs that are going to, you know, get their yards, but you got to account for all of them. And, you know, as soon as you account for all of them, then all of a sudden Jeremiah Kinner gets a few yards here and there. So, you know, we do have some weapons, and it's up to us to keep firing those weapons.
It is the Coach's Corner with Head Coach Wayne Carroll, brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing and Dr. Susan Narby, located on Route 54 in Bath. Another long speech and meeting in the end zone after a 42-0 victory. I think a lot of people just imagine you win 42-0, you run to the locker room, you shower, you go home, you celebrate a huge victory on a Friday night. You spent a long time in the end zone with Southern Tier Hearing sponsoring the Coach's Corner. What were you saying? What message were you trying to deliver and get across to them that you hope they heard in the end zone after that big win over Cal Mum Byron Burgeon Friday night, 42-0?
Well, you know, I told them that, you know, enjoy it. And I told them that, you know, history-wise, this is the first time that we ever shut out a Cal Mum team, because Cal Mum is always a tough football town. And, you know, it's hard to win a game against them. Second, to shut them out, it made history, because that was the first time we shut them out. And I wanted them to enjoy it, but, you know, not get too high, because we could see these guys again in the sectionals.
Let's talk about your opponent here tonight, the 1-3 Dansville Mustangs. They kicked off the season with a 41-12 victory over Wellsville. They've now dropped three straight against Leroy, Cal Mum, and they're coming off a 49-7 loss at the hands of the Livonia Bulldogs. You're 14-5 all time against Dansville, 7-1 here at the Mustang Corral. Your thoughts on your opponent here tonight?
Well, you know, whenever you play Dansville, you better be ready to hit, because they're not the biggest team, but they'll always hit you. And they're well coached. You know, Coach Conway's been there for probably 36 years. He knows what he's doing on the line, and they're going to block down, kick out. And if you don't play good, sound defense, you know, they're going to get yards on you. I've watched them on tape. You know, they got lots of yards on Livonia. They got lots of yards on Cal Mum. So, I mean, they're a good football team. The only problem is, you know, when you play in Division One, you can be a good football team and your record might not show it. And unfortunately for them, that's where they're at right now. You take Dansville steps out of Division One, you know, and play somebody else outside our league, they probably win those games.
On the season, Dansville has given up 19 touchdowns, 13 on the ground, 6 in the air. Offensively, all 9 of their touchdowns have come on the ground. What do you expect out of the Mustangs' defense and offense here tonight against your ball club?
Well, I expect them to come out in a goal line defense and try to smother us. And I also expect them to throw the ball, because if they've watched the Leroy tape and Hornell tape, we are a little open for passes. So, you know, that's what I expect them to do. And, you know, their bread and butter is running, you know, buck, jet sweep buck, jet sweep buck keep. So they, you know, they're going to do some things, and, they block well. They're scrappy and hard-nosed kids. And if you take Dansville lightly, you're going to roll in Dansville and get a beat down. So we're not taking them lightly one bit.
My last question, Coach, is we're past the halfway point. We're at the back end of the season here already, heading towards sectionals. What do you believe your team needs to improve on? What aspects do they need to get better in to be a Section 5, Class C, Final Four team, or title team this year? We've talked about the pass defense. They had a pick last week, held Cal Mum, Byron Burgeon, the 74 total points, had 4 sacks. You did give up some big gainers on kickoffs last week, including the opening kickoff of the game. They ran it down to the 15-yard line. Your defense came out, put up a 3 and out. You got the ball back and averted any disaster to start the game. They had another good kickoff. And maybe the only other thing I could see maybe having to improve on in a close game is two-point conversions. You're 12 for 21 this season on two-point conversions, 7 for 11 on the ground, 5 for 10 in the air. Those are two things that kind of jump out at me. In your mind, where does this team need to improve to repeat as the Class C champs?
Well, I think we got to prove in every phase, really. We're not, you know, being so young, you know, we only started three seniors on defense. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got to really keep that in mind. You know, I'm trying to, you know, unfortunately for the football team this year, I compare them to every other team I've coached. And some of those other teams were very old football teams with 8 and 9 and 10 seniors on them. I got to remember that there's not all seniors, and, you know, my expectations are still the same, though. So I want to get better defensively. I want to get a really quick pass rush. I want our defensive backs to play good, hard-nosed man-to-man coverage, and, you know, I want to be a brick wall from tackle to tackle.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. A lot of people were concerned about maybe having a letdown game after the tough Hornell loss in the Route 17 rivalry. You guys came out and played a great game. Hopefully this won't be a trap game with the homecoming Livonia game on deck next Saturday. Thanks so much for your time, Coach, and we'll chat with you next Saturday from Bath Haverling for homecoming.
Thank you for having me.
There you go. Coach Wayne Carroll in the Coach's Corner. Brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing, offering complete hearing evaluations, hearing loss rehabilitation, education, and counseling. Dr. Susan Narby, caring, professional, trusted, experienced the best in hearing healthcare, located on Route 54 in Bath. We'll be back with more of the Countdown to Kickoff pregame show on Rams Radio, 98.3 WVIN.